Hundreds protest Ilhan Omar's speech to CARE Los Angeles. By Joel B. Polak on March 23, 2019. Hundreds of protesters gathered across the street from the Hilton Hotel in Woodland Hills, California, and some unfurled banners from hotel balconies to oppose Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, who addressed a fundraiser for the local branch of the Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR. CARE claims to speak for American Muslims, but is an extremist group. As Breitbart News has noted, in 2007-08, CARE was named an unindicted co-conspirator in the terror financing trial of the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development. That case, in turn, led the FBI to discontinue its work with the organization. In 2009, a federal judge ruled that the government produced ample evidence to establish the ties of CARE with Hamas, the Palestinian terror organization. The United Arab Emirates labeled CARE a terrorist organization in 2014, a decision that the Obama administration opposed. In addition, the Political Action Committee of CARE in California donated the maximum of $5,000 to Omar's 2018 campaign. In 2015, CARE's Los Angeles director suggested that the U.S. was partly to blame for the San Bernardino terror attack, in which 14 people were killed, due to American foreign policy. CARE also offered legal assistance to the family of the terrorists who carried out the attack. Omar spoke at the fundraiser after several weeks of controversy over her use of anti-Semitic rhetoric to attack Israel and American supporters of Israel. She was appointed by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, to the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, despite having claimed that Israel had hypnotized the world, among other anti-Semitic statements. In February, she claimed, falsely, that the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, IPAC, bribed members of Congress to support Israel. She was forced to apologize, but then claimed Americans who support Israel owe allegiance to a foreign country, and refused to apologize. House Democrats passed a weak resolution that condemned all forms of hatred, without mentioning her name or singling out anti-Semitism. The protesters at Saturday's event waved American and Israeli flags. At one stage, banners, placed by activist Laura Loomer, were unfurled from two balconies, reading Ilhan hates Israel and CARE hates Jews. Hundreds outside the Woodland Hills Hilton right now protesting Representative Ilhan Omar's appearance at a CARE fundraiser tonight. Crowds going wild for a bride walking out of the hotel pic.twitter.com/bjgosterl. Ariella Plachta, at Ari Plachta, March 23, 2019. Adam Milstein, at Adam Milstein, March 24, 2019. Guests at Hilton Hotels taking part in the pro-American and pro-#Israel rally against at Ilhan MN and #CARE taking place in Los Angeles where #Ilhan Omar is fundraising for the American Muslim Brotherhood organization known as the Council of American Islamic Relationship, CAIR, pic.twitter.com/elfjz0fam. Adam Milstein, at Adam Milstein, March 24, 2019. Though some journalists who had tried to gain access to the event itself complained that they had not been allowed in, video emerged Saturday night of part of Omar's remarks, in which he claimed the protesters were prejudiced against Islam and Muslims. At Ilhan MN to the CARE audience. There are very fascinating people outside who for so many years have spoken about an Islam that is oppressive, that lessens and isolates women. And today they gather outside to protest a Muslim woman who is in Congress pic.twitter.com/QFC7TUNFME. Ariella Plachta, at Ari Plachta, March 24, 2019. That theme was repeated by supporters of CARE and Omar. Today, I was upset as to what I saw. My friends and I saw people protesting at Ilhan MN and shouting terrorists go home. It's disheartening people still don't accept one another. Trump supporters started to surround us a little after. As a Muslim, I felt unsafe in my own community pic.twitter.com/ped5autorels. Ree, Sparkles, at Rosie_Ree, March 24, 2019. But some Muslims, including some Somali leaders in the 5th Congressional District of Minnesota, which Omar represents, have condemned her rhetoric and say it does not represent them. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.